Roadman, it's the Vuelta a España 2021. Let's cue that intro. The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome. It's a new week. It's a new Roadman podcast. The Vuelta a España started over the weekend. We started off with a prologue time trial, which was predictably won by our new Olympic time trial champion, looking resplendent in his little gold trim, Primoz Roglic. And yesterday we had a sprint stage, and that was won by Alpecin's Fenix Philipsen. And good to see Fabio Jakobsen from Quickstep back at the pointy end of that one, with friend of the show Bling Matthews rounding out the podium there. Today we got down to proper action in Vuelta-esque style, because the Vuelta truly is a race like no other. We get narrow roads, and this is a race which seems to be constantly uphill. And today was definitely no exception. In the Tour and the Giro, we need to wait almost for the opening scenes of a movie to play out before getting to that resplendent finale on Ventoux, or, you know, the Stelvio, or whatever it is. But in the Vuelta, it's just bang, straight away. It doesn't adhere to any of those rules. It's like opening scene, 203 kilometers, finishing up the Pico Blanco. And this was a miserable looking climb. The roads were sticky, soft. They reminded me of an Irish boreen country narrow road you'd see down in Kerry. But we had 18% gradients on the way up this 7.4 kilometer long, I was going to say drag, but it's more of a berg than a drag, uphill finish, brutal looking. Obviously the Vuelta kicking off, and the questions I'm going to get flooded with in the DMs are you doing a daily Vuelta podcast? And the answer is kind of like we done with the Tour de France. I don't want to cover crappy, boring flat stages, not to take away from... Actually, do you know what? In the Tour, the flat stages were brilliant because we had Cav chasing the record, and the mountain stages were pretty shit because Pogacar was just so dominant. So we'll see which way the Vuelta plays out, but I don't want to have to do the crappy long stages and try and make them sound exciting. And I'm really enjoying some of the content that I'm bringing you guys around, you know, that three ways to shorten sickness and stuff like that, like we had the last day. The biohacking content seems to be going down great, and I have some amazing guests lined up that aren't in the World Tour space but are more in the science or biohacking sphere or nutrition sphere that I want to bring you over the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to mix the two, the Vuelta with the biohacking stuff. In the background, it's full gas at the moment, working on getting the Roadman blueprint, which has turned out to be a mammoth project. So the plan is to get it out for that winter period. So look, I'm not going to hold myself to a timeline on it, but we're working hard on it, and I'll keep you posted as soon as I have a timeline on it. So I suppose before we get started on this, a shout out to two friends of the show who are riding their maiden Vuelta a España. We have Jay Voyan, who we've had on and off the show this year as our Neo Pro segment. I'm sure we'll get him back again after the Vuelta. He's had a period of not doing much. He's had some altitude camps, but now he's in Alpecin Fenix. He dropped his chain today in the run into the climb, which is disappointing because I definitely think it was a stage he could have featured in, but the break took all the honours. Also, we have a debutant from Israel, Startup Nation, a guy who I was riding with out in Girona, super nice guy, Itmar Enhorn, and he's a sprinter, really fast sprinter, so watch out for him on some of the flat stages like tomorrow. Also, it would be amiss of me to start without mentioning this Bahrain Victorious kit. I'm not sure what to make of it, but it's definitely going to get people talking. It's Think EF education mixed with a pride flag, and you've thrown it all in the washing machine with a multicolored sock. And that's kind of what you have with this Bahrain Victorious kit. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I don't like it. Very much like Jack Grealish, just gets you talking. We had the breakaway comprising of Joey Dombrowski, Giro d'Italia stage winner, King Kenny Elizond, and Ryan Taramay. Interestingly, it's 10 years since Ryan Taramay won a Vuelta stage, now riding for Wanty Group Gobert. But they had 4 minutes with 15k to go and basically still held that 4 minutes into the bottom of the climb. So that was a battle between these three climbers for the stage. Ultimately, Ryan Taramay forged ahead and was stronger than his two other escapees, and he went on to take a famous victory. But where some of the you know, I don't want to say drama because it wasn't drama, but we start getting an inkling as to who was here to race and who was here just because their team told them to come here. And we seen that yesterday already, and in the time trial with Tom Pidcock, he is not here to race. He's been on holidays, basically, it looks like, since the Olympic mountain bike race. So he's out shocking in the TT, so I can't imagine he's going to be up to much. Didn't see him at the pointy end again. He's on his holidays. Sepp Kuss really struggled early on the climb. He won that great tour stage into Andorra. He's a long way from that form, and getting dropped today, it kind of highlights why we're still a long way off seeing Sepp Kuss as a leader in his own right in one of these teams. He just doesn't deliver that consistency. Whether that's he knew Primoz Roglic had it today easily and he just wanted to save it for later in the race or not, I don't know. Another man, Olympic medals don't seem to climb well. The second gold medal in Team Ineos, Richard Carapaz, really looked to be struggling. The snake struggled. He slithered his way up the back of the group, got dropped, got back on, got dropped, ultimately lost a shitload of time. Adam Yates moving well. Valverde's just floating up the climb. And Primoz Roglic and Egan Bernal, they just never hit wind. They were never tested. They looked in their comfort zone all day long, as did Superman Lopez, as did Enric Mas. Hugh Carty, massive man losing time. Richard Carapaz, another massive man losing time. I think this stage didn't really illuminate much as to who's going to be winning the Vuelta a España. It definitely showed us who's not going to be winning the Vuelta a España. And I answered that question a little bit for us. Who's here to compete and who's here just because the team said so, but they have 1 foot already in holiday mode for the end of the season. Today's stage, it finished out a great win. Like almost, you know, I think Sean Kelly said in commentary, potentially bookmarking Ryan Tarame's career because 10 years apart since he won his two Vuelta stages. And a brilliant bit of publicity from Monte Group Goubert. Had a good Giro d'Italia and then a quiet tour. And again, for them, bookend the season is brilliant. Joey Dombrowski, rider I really like, following them for years. Obviously won that stage in the Giro, and it would have been nice to get it today in the Vuelta. That wasn't to be. The UAE rider was just bested by Ryan Tarame, and Kenny Ellison from Trek rounding out the podium today. It was a double good day for Ryan Tarame because he has inherited the leader's jersey from Primoz Roglic. So we have 9 hours and 25 minutes of racing done, and it's Ryan Tarame, Kenny Ellison, Primoz Roglic, and after that it's really, you know, look, honestly, the GC means nothing at this stage. Only for Ryan Tarame, he can celebrate a little bit. To wear a leader's jersey in a Grand Tour is something to be proud of. Tomorrow's stage is a sprint stage, and I'll bring you a podcast on that because it's the first sprint stage I'm going to cover because the other one fell on a weekend. So I want to just preview, see who the sprint contenders are, and then we'll start picking and choosing what stages we're going to cover from there on in. Roadman, please do all the good things to keep the podcast going. The Beer Fund, that's over on patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. That's how we keep the podcast going. Also, like, subscribe wherever you're listening to it, share it around, screen capture it, share it on your Instagram story, send it into WhatsApp groups, give it to anyone who's into cycling, get it into their hands. I had a great podcast episode interview last Wednesday, and I have another whopper one lined up this week about ice cold therapy. If you're not using this for fat loss, for recovery, for mental health benefits, you're missing a trick. And Wednesday we're going to talk all about that. But I'll be back tomorrow and I will talk about the sprint stage in the Vuelta. Folks, ride well, ride safe, and I'll chat to you tomorrow. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.